You're listening to AW Accelerate, Advertising Week's companion podcast to our startup program that provides education, business development, and partnership opportunities to marketing and media-related technology companies across the globe. We're live here at Advertising Week New York 2024 to talk to this year's Accelerate participants, one of which is here with me right now. Ravi, would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Ravi Patel. I am the co-founder and CEO of Swim.ai, which is an algorithmic bid decisioning and curation engine.
Excellent. Well, why did you start Swim.ai? Where'd the idea come from?
It's one of those things that the ecosystem in ad tech is, there's so much wasted spend, you know, and specifically in programmatic, there's $130 billion in spend, of which 22% of it goes to wasted spend, whether it's non-viewable, non-brand safe, or just bad actors in general. And so when you have $25, $30 billion going to these kind of areas, you want to go and essentially try to solve it.
You know, it's fascinating, and this is not in my question list. You are probably the 14th person to sit in that chair this week to talk about waste, and the first person who has apparently come in with some sort of solution. So is Swim.ai your first startup?
So first startup that I have been part of from the ground up. So previous to this, I've been part of many startups. So before this, I was at Adfin. I was running Adfin. It was an incubated company for the most part. And that whole premise was around bringing financial systems to the advertising ecosystem and then being able to bring that advertising data back to financial ecosystems to build derivative products off of, like, think of Mobile Index. I was early on at Integral Ad Science as well with the team running product on that side, you know, over there. A couple of their products, and then AppNexus early on, or Xander, as they call it today.
Sure. Oh, yeah. All partners at Advertising Week at some point or another, sometimes some still to this day. What does success look like for you?
I think the biggest thing is our mission, and the reason we called the company Swim is because it stands for Stop Wasting Your Money. And that is our mission. How do we make dollars more effective and more efficient in our ecosystem while building a business that's sustainable, right? So we've been very purpose-driven in this sense that there is an opportunity out there and this ecosystem to solve for it. And I think brands and agencies are now leaning in and they're saying, well, we just want solutions that actually activate it for us, not just insights that tell us things are wrong.
Good point. Do you have any competitors that you're aware of?
So this is a new category around the algorithmic pieces, right? So we do have competitors depending on how you look at it. There's always a share of wallet competitors, right? So the typical curators at the end of the day, because we do work on that side of, with SSP partners. I would say also on the buy side, there's other technology companies like, you know, Scibids or verification partners. But for the most part, not a direct competitor. I think what we're doing is something new and something that people haven't thought through. And our whole premise is around how do we scale up the idea of what you want to bid on by controlling supply first and then optimizing demand, as opposed to the way that programmatic campaigns have run to date, which is all around let's optimize demand and then worry about supply.
And what would you say has been your biggest challenge to date?
I think the biggest piece really as a startup has been, we've been fortunate that we've been we've had a lot of momentum. We've been very sales driven. Really it's been on the product side. There's so much we want to do and there's so many opportunities and it's really hyper focusing on which areas do we really want to be purposeful in and how do we want to kind of go over there and really win that area as opposed to going and doing 10 things, you know, okay. We want to do one or two things really well.
We're here at Advertising Week New York, obviously, the 20th anniversary of Advertising Week New York. How are you finding it, and what sorts of things are you seeing? Who are you meeting? How's it working for you?
I'm really enjoying it. I think over here, there's a lot of good startup energy that's come out, right? Like, I think this year more so than last year, there's a lot of opportunity. And what I'm seeing now when I talk to a lot of, whether it's founders or even established companies, is I feel like this new wave of innovation in our ecosystem is going on. I felt the same back between 2009 and 2012, I would say, when, you know, companies like AppNexus and Trade Desk and everything blew up. I think that next innovation in ad tech is now starting, and I think the next 3 to 5 years are going to be completely different in our ecosystem than they are today.
That's got to be pretty exciting.
It is. It is. The ecosystem is growing. Everyone wants to be part of it. And also, I think people are caring about actually doing something that's going to be impactful in the long term, as opposed to just getting their jobs done.
Well, Ravi, thanks so much for taking the time. If one wanted to find out more about you or about Swim AI, where would they go?
Email me at ravi@swim.ai, our website, swim.ai. And so remember, it stands for Stop Wasting Your Money, so easy way to spell.
Exactly. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Thank you.